This is the conference coordinator. I just want to remind all parties today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'll now turn it over to your host, and you may proceed.
Thank you very much, Lou. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Policy and Implementation Principles Subteam meeting on the 6th of February 2014. On the call today, we have Cheryl Longanore, Chuck Gomes, Tom Barrett, Avitoria, and Nick Steinbach. We have an apology from Mary Wong. And from staff, we have Marika Koenig and myself, Matthew Peregrine. And Greg Shatton has just joined the Adobe Connect room. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Natalie. And we're going to pick up where we left off last time. This is Chuck speaking. And welcome all of you to the call. We have a good group here again today. And we're going to pick up where we left off last time with regard to the principle we were working on that was related to core value 4. And Avery sent some suggested language as promised that is shown on the right part of the screen there. Let me scroll down. Oops, can I scroll down? Yeah, there we go. Okay. Let's just look at that right now. Let me scroll down a little bit further on my screen. Okay. So what Avery has proposed is each of the principles in this. In fact, Avery, why don't you go over it? No use me doing that. Avery, are you on mute, or would you rather I go for what you propose? Okay, not hearing Avery.
I had not even turned my microphone on, so it wasn't even a question of being mute. I didn't even have the microphone yet.
Oh,
I can be heard now?
Yep. Yes, you can. Thanks, Avery. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'll let you talk to what you proposed there.
Right. There wasn't much here. It was just trying to capture that notion. As I said, I guess I looked at it mostly as the footnote earlier, but it was either the principles in this document must be considered in terms of the degree to which they adhere to, and further the principles defined in ICANN's core values as documented in Article 2 of the ICANN bylaws. So that's the first sentence. Pretty bland. And obviously, Article 2 of ICANN bylaws would be a URL, cross-reference. Then the second one was particular note should be made to, and then quoting core value 4, seeking and supporting broad, informed participation reflecting the functional, geographical, and cultural diversity of the Internet at all levels of policy development and decision-making. So that seemed to me to sort of certainly. Now, this could also serve, with maybe a little bit of formatting change, possibly in that other point where it is, the C or B or what have you. But, that's pretty much all, not a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, but it's helpful. Comments? Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. I actually just need a clarification, as I wasn't on the last call. Is this language supposed to go in section 2B? Am I at the right page? Just want to make sure if you decide that it should go
yes.
in. Okay. And I would replace what it says there now,
there.
The seeking supported broad informed participation, or it would precede that?
There was a discussion then. This is Avery again. There was a discussion again of replacing that, and then there was another discussion of perhaps removing it altogether from there and making it a footnote in further up in the main principle statement and getting it set as a blanket thing. And that was something that we didn't resolve, and I said I would try to write something that could serve as either. in some sense. So that's what this is. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery, and thank you for the question, Marika. What do people think? Anybody have a? This is Chuck speaking. So it does anyone favor one over the other? I like what you did personally. So, anybody want to comment? It does seem to me, Chuck speaking again, that it is an essential principle. So it seems to be okay to include it. But if people think it'd be better as a footnote, we can consider that. Okay. Then for right now, let's go ahead and just replace the text that was there with this. And then go to go on from there. Now, one of the things that I did was to as I was kind of looking ahead at the rest of the principles that we need to go over, it seemed to me that, you know, coming up with some sort of an outline might be helpful for us, because what I found is we've already moved. Our next topic, in fact, is a principle that we moved into another section, and Marika asked the question. I think it was Marika, that, you know, is this, you know, where we should, is this where in this section should it go? And then as I went further, what I found was there's some others that maybe need to be moved back up and so forth. So for my own sanity, it seemed to be helpful. And so what I proposed and just a few minutes before the meeting started was what looks like an outline that's developing. We don't have to stick to this. This was just my thinking. So my question to the rest of you right now is it helpful? Would you like us to, would you like to talk about this particular outline? Not that it would have to stay this way. Or do you think it's better to come back to that later after we will proceed further? And I'm flexible either way. We have a talkative group today. This doesn't seem like the group that
Cheryl,
I've been working
here. I'm six of one, half dozen of the other. Part of me, I think, is probably winning out to say let's get on to it and then just come back to the outline later.
I'm fine with that. So, and we can come back to an outline at any time that we think it becomes helpful. So, since you're the only one that's, well, here we go. We finally got somebody else speaking up. Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. This is actually already a comment on if we move on looking at the document, not specifically relating to the outline.
Okay.
Well, you want me to go ahead?
Excuse me?
Do you want me to go ahead with the comment?
Sure, please.
I have a question on the 2A, where I now mentioned stakeholder impact analysis. I think I understand what it's trying to say, but I'm concerned that we're actually using a term that's currently not defined or used as such in a PDP. So I don't know if we're here creating something new or that is expected to, you know, be defined and be included in the PDP manual as one of the requirements of a policy development effort, or are we just trying to describe something that is currently already ongoing? And in that case, maybe we should just describe it instead of, you know, giving a label that makes it sound as if it's a kind of set process that's currently being applied. So my question was I'm a bit confused as what this means. Is it a specific recommendation that a stakeholder impact analysis should be formalized and included in the PDP manual, or is it just a description of ongoing practices and we're sticking a label on it?
Okay. Alan?
Yeah, just first a question. Marika, exactly where are you seeing this? I'm having trouble.
2A. It's just above the blue paragraph we just inserted. It basically says, the policy development effort is the responsibility of the ongoing originating SO to do a stakeholder impact analysis as part of its policy process. And there's a footnote included that says, stakeholder impact analysis means an assessment of the effect of policy and implementation outcomes in light of their possible consequences on ICANN stakeholders.
Yeah, I think we discussed that significantly. I think we decided to fix it by having the footnote, although I note the footnote has a capital A and it shouldn't because we're not trying to define it as a term. I think it was just an attempt to not have too overly wordy a sentence.
Thanks, Alan. Greg? Greg?
Hi, it's Greg chatting.
Oh, there we go. Thanks.
I'm here. I'm just moving slowly. I guess I'm wondering whether we need to state as a principle before we get to this point in things that something more about impact on stakeholders and that's and its place in the policy process, because this is kind of assuming that there's already a principle, and maybe there is one, and I just haven't scrolled up and seen what there is that says that what it is that about impact that is being analyzed and why. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't care about impact on stakeholders, but if we're trying to define principles, I think one of the principles, needs to be something about why stakeholder impact is an issue, and maybe also why it isn't, and how we get to this point where we're now saying, okay, well, you've got to do this stakeholder impact analysis.
So, Greg, this is Chuck. So, it sounds to me like that would be a principle then that would precede A and maybe be a new A. How might you word that principle? And while you're thinking about that, let me go to Aubrey and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
See, I was just about to put down my hand because I was going to go look and see whether there was something in the core values that we could leverage off of. It's true. It seems like an obvious principle to me, but it is probably good that it be listed as a principle. And so I want to see if there's any of the core values that feed into it. So I'll be back.
Okay, thanks. And this is Chuck again, so I'll pause a little bit. Greg, if you have a suggestion, go ahead, or if anybody else wants to. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm still a little bit worried about the terminology as it is, and I'm wondering if people object to if we would rephrase it by saying to assess the impact on stakeholders or assess the impact on stakeholders as part of its policy process. At least then we describe it as a process. I think, to me, the way it sounds now is as if it's a set kind of thing that happens. Like it's an impact analysis that's well defined. External party carries that out. Well, I think, and that's maybe where we want to go, but I think that's not where we currently are. So I'm wondering if we just rephrase it, if that still conveys it, but at least doesn't give the impression that there's a fixed impact analysis.
If I'm interpreting Aubrey's X, red X in the Adobe, I don't think that she agrees with that. Aubrey, can you speak to that?
Yeah, I can. I think that it really is something that we should be doing, that we should call it by its proper name, that, yes, we should be developing methods for it. I think there's been many things in this, the outcomes of this PNI work that are going to require developing mechanisms to make them happen. So I don't see the fact that we have no notion of what it means to do this. I think it's an appropriate name for what we need to do. I think, and this is one of the things I was also looking for because I thought I had sent email on it, that it's a term that's used you know, throughout businesses and throughout regulatory and throughout so many areas, and whether I can is a not business. NGOs do them all the time. If ICANN is not an NGO but is a regulator, well, regulators do them all the time. So that really is the proper name. It is something we should be doing, and it is something that if we have to develop how we do it, then we should do that. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. Greg.
I think this goes kind of to the missing Section A. If we set up in Section A that impact on stakeholders is an important part of the policy and implementation process, and that there should be an analysis conducted, quote unquote stakeholder impact analysis, in quotes and in parentheses. Then we can kind of give some more flavor to it before we get to kind of this point, which is almost, if you will, the current A, or and now kind of B with an empty A above it, is in essence implementation of the missing A, of some unstated policy that impact is important and that it needs to be analyzed. And then when we get to B, we can talk about more about how it might be implemented and at what points, because I'm not sure exactly what it's saying, when it's saying it should happen in the process. Should it be constant? Should it be at the beginning? Why is it the stakeholder organization's responsibility once a working group has been founded, or is it their responsibility when they're making a proposal? Does it get taken over by the charter drafting team once that's been put together? So it seems there's a lot of implementation issues and that have an impact on the process. Doesn't make them policy, but does make them interesting. And before we get to that point, we kind of have to table set in Section A. I think if Section A does its job, then Section B can refer to a stakeholder impact analysis as at least a recommended process that should be part of a PDP arc at some point. But it's certainly, I agree, it's nothing now. So at this point, it's thought about at different points in different ways, but there's nothing regularized. So if there is going to be something regularized, we should talk about why it's an appropriate policy principle in A, and then give some more grounding and reality and logistics in B. That said, I don't have A written as you requested.
Take a look at that's okay. Take a look at what Marika has put in Adobe, and I'll come back to a question on that. This is Chuck again, but let me ask Marika if this is addressing her concern.
Yeah, this is Marika, and as you see, I took Greg's language and I added a little bit to it, I think, to explain. I think this already makes me a lot more comfortable because it talks about indeed that it's not something that's maybe done, but I think Greg is asking all the right question, and the reason why I'm bringing this up because I recall we had the same conversation when we did the revised PDP. There was also this discussion. It's really important to have an impact analysis, but in the debate started as well, who should be responsible for that? Who has the actual expertise to carry that out? Because here we're talking about the supporting organization. Talking about the GNSO, does the GNSO have the resources and capabilities to actually do what is indeed what Avery is referring to, a proper impact assessment? Probably not at this time because it's not defined as such. What working groups do is indeed in their reports, they are required to note what they believe is the impact of the recommendations, and to a large extent, they rely on feedback received from the community. When they put out their recommendations, they specifically ask the community, well, tell us what you think will be the impact of these. Are we achieving, are we addressing the problem that we were set out to do? So I think that's why there's a lot of defining to do in that term, and that's what I'm a little bit concerned about. If we leave it here vague, it may mean something very specific for some and something very different for others. And that's why I'm a little bit hesitant. I think that the first sentence explains that this is what should be done, and then I think the second one follows on that. But to me, this really sounds like a very defined term the way it's written, while I think you probably ask all of us, and we probably have a different interpretation of what it may mean. So that's where my concern comes from. But.
Thank you, Marika. Now, just this is Chuck again. Before going to several others in the queue, in the wording that's on there right now, it seems to me that it's an essential part of the policy and implementation process, not just important. Would anybody disagree with that? Okay, let's go on then. Greg, is that a new hand?
It's a semi-new hand or a continuing hand, perhaps.
Okay, go ahead, and then we'll go to Alan.
Okay, I'll be relatively brief since I'm taking advantage of a aging hand. I agree with what you say. My only concern is, and this will probably be more apparent when we get to kind of the implementation, if you will, of the concept of impact. And I echo what I said kind of the last time we were on the call together, which is that impact seemed to be a proposal, at least kind of from the Jeff Newman version, that would allow kind of implementation to be kind of dragged back into policy or to be dragged back into kind of a multi, level stakeholder analysis and all that might, slow down implementation. And, when we get to this a little bit more deeply, we're going to have to consider how does one balance the need to move forward in implementation with the need for, appropriate oversight from the SOs and the constituencies and all that. And I think I just want to watch out for impact being kind of a dog whistle word for if anybody says there's impact, then it, all of a sudden it's policy and all of a sudden it's, it can't be implemented until, everybody sits around a fire pit and decides what it means.
So, Greg, this is Chuck. A question then in follow-up to what you're saying. Would it be better to say that it's an essential part of policy and not use the word implementation at this stage? We could always come back and have a similar or somewhat related principle when we're talking just about implementation. Thoughts on that?
Yes, I think so. I think I'd maybe say policy development process as opposed to policy and implementation process, especially because we're talking about policy in the community, so we haven't really gotten to implementation. I think when we get to talking about implementation, that is going to be kind of this, a thornier issue since, other than being slow, I think we do a reasonably good job of developing policy. I think that when we get to the issue of whether implementation gets pushed around and outside the scope of what the policymakers thought it would be, and how do you deal with that, and how do you deal with continuing implementation review and input from the SOs, that I think is going to be more challenging. But I think here, the change here, I think things keeps things kind of in the lines. And I'll shut up now.
And I see a disagreement on Aubrey's part, but Alan has been very patient, so I'm going to go to Alan now. This is Chuck.
I'm not sure I remember what I wanted to say.
Hey, it worked.
But let me try.
Okay.
I think we are, with much of this discussion, going into the work of the work group and outside of principles. I think the principle is that impact on stakeholders must be considered during the process, any part of the process. I think saying do an impact analysis wanders into an area that we have never done before. The practice in ICANN, for better or worse, has been the stakeholders need to come to the table to present the issues or comment on it in the public comment periods and related other processes. And there has been no onus on any part of ICANN to thoroughly analyze all aspects of something, including those that no one has raised. The only attempt we have at having done that was in the Thick Who Is discussion, and we weren't very successful at it because of that very reason, that we didn't have people around who could do the work. And I think saying do an impact analysis has the connotation, as Marika said, of implying that some authority is going to look at all possible aspects and pass judgment. And that's a new model that we haven't used. And if indeed that's what we should be doing in the policy development process, I think that should be a discussion of the group and not a principle. I think the principle is impact must be considered.
Okay.
And not go further on to how to do that or use buzzwords which will have different connotations and perhaps a very significant impact on how we carry out the process. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. This is Chuck. And I'm going to come back to you to ask you what you might change in the wording of either A or B. But let's go to Aubrey.
Well, I can answer that very quickly. I think using the buzzword or the expression impact analysis pushes us past the limit that I feel comfortable with, and I suspect all of B is talking about that process, whereas I think A is the principle. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Aubrey.
It is not a buzzword. It is not a dog whistle. Doing an impact analysis is a test. It's a task we already have. We are already charged to understand what we are doing. To say that, oh no, a working group doesn't really need to understand the impact of what it's doing. The only thing we're not doing is perhaps doing it in an organized way, doing it in a way. A PDP is responsible. The GNSO should send back a PDP report that doesn't discuss, you know, that hasn't considered it. So the only way to consider is an impact analysis. I don't understand the feeling about this word and the desire to sort of evade the notion that an analysis, an impact analysis, should be done. It is not a dog whistle. It's just I really am baffled. And about the fear and apprehension over a simple term. It's just I don't know what to say other than that.
Thanks, Aubrey. This is Chuck. Let's go to Greg.
Thanks. I'd like to respond both to Alan and Aubrey. I agree with Alan that I think we're trying to construct or instruct that a specific process of impact analysis should be engaged in, and that does have, you know, a kind of a set of meanings in business and in implementation of various things, or, you know, creating policy about various things. I don't know that we've formalized it and that we necessarily want to say, at least in this group, that there should be a formal impact analysis process. That said, I actually agree with Aubrey as well that we have to understand the impact, however that is part of the process of creating policy. You know, impact, I think, needs to be, you know, front and center. I think each group and constituency that's present tends to think about the impact on their own constituencies, but there are, of course, constituencies that are absent for a variety of reasons in a GNSO PDP. You know, the technical community may or may not really be represented. The disenfranchised and oppressed peoples of the world may or may not be represented, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it does need to be broader than just everybody, you know, minding their own vine and fig tree. So I'm not trying to say that there shouldn't be impact, that impact shouldn't be looked at. I do think we may be trying to create too much of a structure if we start, you know, capitalizing it and, you know, using terms that sound like they mean a particular process needs to be undertaken that is going to have a structure and a, as opposed to just a thing that needs to be investigated and may be investigated differently from working group to working group, but it does need to be front and center. And I apologize in a sense for the dog whistle concept, but, you know, I'm kind of harking back, as I said, to, you know, around last summer when you know, definitions of policy and implementation were first being discussed at the GNSO Council level, and there was an attempt to say, for, you know, to create a definition that basically said that anything that has an impact on any stakeholder group is policy. And that's what I want to stay away from. I don't want impact to mean anything more than it really means, which is, how is this going to affect different types and sectors of peoples and entities? Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. And I think you already see this, but notice that impact analysis is not capitalized. That doesn't mean that there may not be some fixes that we can all live with, but I just wanted to point that out. So this is Chuck again, and I'm going to go to Alan, and then I'd like us to see if we can adjust the wording. My perception as the default chair of this little subteam is that we're really not too far apart. So let's be thinking about what are some tweaks we can do that hopefully come close to leaving us all halfway comfortable at least. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. I think we're all violently agreeing with each other on where we want to go. I think it's the details that we're getting hung up on. I agree completely with everything that Avery said in her last intervention. I think it is the obligation of the GNSO Council to make sure that impacts are considered, including for the disenfranchised. I just do not think that, given that is not what we're doing now and it's so very far from what we are doing now, that putting it as a principle is a bit overreaching. I think the impassioned plea that Avery made is something that should be brought to the working group as a whole. That's the point I'm making, not that I don't agree with the direction. Thank you.
Now, Marika's put something on the screen there, and would you like to talk to that, Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. I think that comes a little bit from the chat conversation that has been going on, so I don't know if this is the actually refers or reflects the compromise that we may have come to, but basically it would be the new A, and I think that replaces then what is now B and C would be, the principle would be an analysis of the impact on stakeholders is an essential part of the policy development process.
Sorry, I'm smiling because I'm now looking at the chat. So okay.
So that would replace basically B and C.
Aubrey, a question for you. You say there, why is what not a principle?
Aubrey speaking. That was in response to Alan's indicating that it was an impassioned plea to be taken to the group, but it wasn't a principle, or that the requirement for an analysis, you know, is not a principle of this, as was the question I was asking. Why isn't it a principle? I'm fine with what Marika read. The why isn't a principle was written in response to Alan's saying it wasn't. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. So let's look at the word.
Chuck, can I address that?
Just a second, Alan.
Okay.
Let's focus on coming up some wording that we can all live with. Okay, now, Alan, what did you want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I wasn't saying that what Marika has in A right now, that an analysis of the impact on stakeholders is not a principle. I was saying that was a principle.
Okay.
Using the phrase impact analysis, which has different meanings to different people, and in some cases a very different meaning from what we're doing right now, is something that I think needs to be debated so that there's clarity in what we come out of. I don't think we can take impact analysis as a given right now without at the very least defining it and talking a lot more about how that would be carried out and what the responsibilities are. Thank you.
Chuck again, and I don't want to go down that path too much further with regard to that. I guess I take a more general meaning of the term impact analysis, as long as it's not capitalized. But regardless, let's look at what Marika has up there as A. An analysis of the impact on stakeholders is an essential part of the policy development process. Does anybody have a problem with that? Do you have any edits that you would put to that? And I see Alan agreeing with that. And I see applause. Thank you. And Cheryl agrees. Looks like A is good. Now, my question for you then, thanks, guys. Greg, did you want to comment?
Greg just doesn't like putting down his hand.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's worked for him. He, by leaving it up there, he preempted you earlier, so he learns quickly.
He's queue jumping, Chuck. I'm not sure we should allow this. I think he needs to go to the back of the queue every time he leaves his hand up.
Okay. See what you started, Greg? All right. So now my question for you is, does A then replace That other B is gone. Okay, forgive me. Okay, so now, are we okay with B as it is, one that we worked on last week? So I hope we don't spend too much time on this again. But are we okay with B as it is now that we have A there, Marika?
This is Marika. I actually understood from the conversations that we wanted to take out B as well, because that actually already talks about how it should be done. I think if we leave it, then we should definitely reword as well, you know, the stakeholder impact analysis and turn it into an analysis of the impact on stakeholders. But we are already talking here about how that should be carried out. So I think the question is, you know, do we already want to provide that direction to the working group that this is how we believe that should be carried out? Or do we just take that out and just saying, you know, this is a principle, and maybe as a footnote say, this is one of the, you know, key elements that will need to be defined as part of the working group deliberations?
Okay, before, don't take it out yet. I'm gonna come back, but let me turn it over to others first. Aubrey.
Yeah, hi. I don't support taking it out. I support taking the language that's in red about do stakeholder analysis out, but the other content in this, which goes is other than analysis of impact, is the whole part about it's the responsibility of the originating SO, the GNSO in this case, to contact everybody else about what's going on, and it's their responsibility to get back. Now, that may end up being something that dovetails and is complementary to an analysis impact. I have to get it, the new phraseology correct. Forgive me for saying impact analysis before. The analysis of impact, it may dovetail with that, but this whole, the other content in B, which I think is still important, is SO's got to contact them and they got to respond timely. Like, thanks.
This is Chuck. I want to especially thank you, Aubrey, because you said exactly what I was going to come back to. So I appreciate that. And it must be right, since it was I was going to say it too. So, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I generally agree. There are parts in B that are important and not already said. I'm not 100% about the wording, but it seems to be changing as I speak or as I was thinking. I would suggest one little change, however, in A, and that is impact on all stakeholders. Because the principle says, even if you're not at the table, you know, you shouldn't be completely disenfranchised. They must consider it. B talks a bit about the methodology, but I don't want it to be implied that stakeholders is the relatively limited version of those who have seats at ICANN, in ICANN bodies and things like that. So that's why I would suggest all there. But I think B, parts of B must stay, and I haven't read thoroughly what is there right now to make sure that I'm comfortable exactly what's there, but I certainly like the way it's going. Thank you.
So this is Chuck, and I think the goal certainly is all stakeholders. By putting that in there, do we make it unrealistic in some cases because we can't get involvement by some stakeholders and evaluate that. I don't know. I don't feel strongly about that, but I agree that ideally we want to assess the impact of all stakeholders, so I'm not disagreeing with that at all. Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I just had a question about B, because we still have there in the start of the sentence, in policy development efforts.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that.
All right, because I presume that's a leftover from where it was taken from another part. So just wondering if that can go, and as well the formally principle 3, if we can already just get rid of that as well in the quotation marks.
Let's come back to that. Let me let Aubrey talk, and then let's take a look at B. And by the way, does anybody object to having all in there? Everybody's okay with that?
That's what I was going to speak to.
Oh, okay, you're going to speak to that. Great, Aubrey, go ahead.
Great. I agree. Here's a case where I'm agreeing with the sentiment and having problem with the words. And perhaps it's only because coming out of any sort of logic or mathematical background, all is impossible. Yes, you can say all known and all, but that's, I think that if we have just stakeholders and we've linked the notion of stakeholders right at the beginning with the full range of diversity, et cetera, and its stakeholders includes the wide concept of not everybody at the table, then we don't need a word like all here, which, is one of those throw your hands up and says, well, I can't do all, so I must have done enough, hey, thanks. So I think that we invest the definition. We invest the definition of stakeholder to have the content of all, or the full diversity. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. Chuck again, and Michael's saying in the chat that he likes all, and Alan as well, but accepting Aubrey's comments, he could live without it. I'm a little more comfortable without having all in there. I'm not dogmatic about it, but because I think we do cover that elsewhere when we talk about the diversity, the core value and so forth. So I'm okay. Anybody strongly want all in there? Speak up now. Okay. And Michael's flexible there. Thanks, Michael. Go ahead, Tom. Are you on mute? Not hearing you, Tom, if you're speaking. Don't know what's going on with Tom there. He's on hold. Okay. So he's typing, so let's take a look at that. Now, as he's typing, let's shortly go to B and work on the wording there. I don't think it should be too hard, but there we go. Tom's concern is that all will be an excuse to study the impact with no end. Thanks, Tom, and that's kind of where I was going too. Ideally, you want all. But it, and I think Aubrey expressed it pretty well too. So thanks. That's a good comment. Let's go to B now. It seems to me that the first sentence is covered by A. Am I correct in that? We don't need to say it's a responsibility of the originating SO to do it. Is that covered? Can we delete that? Anybody opposed to deleting that first sentence? There's an agreement by Aubrey, no disagreement. So let's take out that first sentence. Now, thanks, Aubrey. Like I said previously, I think there are essential things here that define responsibilities that are essential principles in terms of the process. So let's look at that. So now we have the SO must provide timely notification to the rest of the community about policy development efforts and so on. That follows, I think, now from, I mean, that's how you, part of assessing impact is making sure you notify everybody that that in a timely manner of what's going on. Aubrey, jump in, please.
I didn't have time to push the buttons that quick. So, because I keep myself double muted, otherwise I'm afraid. But anyway, I think that there's more than just impact as a purpose for this communication. This communication includes impact, but it also includes opinions and viewpoints and all that other stuff that is not impact, but it is part of the policy environment, the policy background that you need in terms of considering things. So that's why I think this is important, and it isn't just the impact.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, Aubrey. This is Chuck. Now, one of the things, and I don't know if this leads us into another principle, but one of the things that even in our own group, we sent out to the stakeholder groups and the SOs and ACs a large list of fairly heavy questions, and it was so much so that I think it lessened our chances of getting feedback that we need. So what I'm thinking now in response to what Aubrey just said is there a principle that we should consider that input sought from the different groups should be broken down into manageable pieces so that it facilitates responses? And so, in other words, and why I'm taking off of what you said, Aubrey, is that should would it be a good principle to ask for things, something like impact, separately from other things so as to make it more manageable on the part of the various groups? I hope that doesn't complicate everything we're talking about here, but I couldn't help but think of that in particular with regard to what we just asked for, and we haven't received very many responses. I know in just being involved in the registry response, it was a huge effort to answer all those questions and to get buy-in from a majority of the registry stakeholder group members, for example. So maybe this is something we come back to later, but I do agree with Aubrey that the communication is more than just impact. Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I mean, Chuck, I think your points are very valid, but I would see them more as kind of implementation guidance when the working group hopefully completes its work at some point and provides its recommendations and says, look, indeed, when you reach out to groups, either in the policy or implementation phase, we recommend that you may consider doing it in this way or that way. And I see that more as a more practical kind of approach. I'm not really sure if it's a principle at this stage, looking at the other things we have here, but it's just my point of view.
Okay. So now, back to the wording of B, is it okay as it is? It doesn't specifically say impact or anything else. Any suggested changes to B? Okay. And we've already done C, thanks to Aubrey's work, unless anybody else has anything further there. Let's move on. And the next category, at least for now, is proposed principles relating to implementation. Now, the first thing we have, we moved last week when we met. And Marika asks a very good question here. Where should that go? And I have my own thoughts on that, but let me throw it open to others in that regard. Let me get my hard document here in front of me where I have my notes. First of all, in the principle that's there, there, where it says there should be a methodology to recognize or determine when an implementation decision may substantively or substantially or materially impact the community. A thought that I came up with today is we have to keep in mind that I think we need to say more than that there, because there, hopefully, in the policy development process, the work that's been done already anticipated substantial impacts and so forth. So the way it's worded now, when an implementation decision may have impact, substantial impact, I think we may need to qualify it with something like beyond what was anticipated in the approved policy. Policy likely will have substantial impacts. Now, if there's an implementation decision that wasn't anticipated in the approved policy, that's a different story. So I think we need to differentiate between those. But that's my own thinking there. Alan, go ahead.
I guess the wording here needs to allow for the for this being a pipe dream and may not be possible. Certainly, it's an aspirational principle, and it would be nice if we could have an automatic process where you turn the crank and a yes/no comes out of it. I'm not sure that's going to be possible, but what the intent here was to try to make sure that we don't just have staff making arbitrary decisions, which at the end of the process come to light and cause the kind of uproar that we've seen in the past. So as such, I'm not sure it's worded well at the moment, but that's certainly what I think we want to try to convey.
Yeah, and Cheryl agrees with you, and I think I do too. This is Chuck speaking. That kind of leads me into the next note that I wrote myself when I was looking at this in response to the question, which subsection under implementation does this belong in? And as I looked ahead, this one almost seems to me to fit, it does seem to me to fit under limitation of implementation, which is later on in the document. There's a category called limitation of implementation, and that, at least in my thinking, seemed to fit there rather than just as a principle relating to implementation. But I throw that out for comment, and am not hard-nosed about what we do with it. But what thoughts on that in terms of where to put it? Well, while we're thinking of, while people think about that, let's see if we can work on the wording here. Any suggestions? Is there any disagreement with the very first part of the statement that there should be a methodology? Is there any disagreement with that? Obviously, we have to choose some words.
I would, it's Alan. I would, to reflect what I said before, I would say optimally there should.
Yeah.
Recognizing that it's a nice dream, but it might not be possible. But we should strive to try to find something that works most of the time or whatever.
Aubrey, go ahead. Looks like you only turned off one of your mutes, Aubrey. I don't know. We're not hearing you anyway. And one of them you're showing muted in. There we go. Okay.
Yep. Sorry. So I was prattling on. I don't think you need the word optimally. The word should already includes the notion that it's not must because it's recognized that you might not be able to do it. Otherwise, it'd be a must. So I think optimally just sort of, you know, says the same thing twice and weakens it in a sense. Now, the other thing that I was going to mention before that is a methodology is, and I didn't quite have another word. I mean, we're talking about a method or a way or a something. A methodology, I think, has gone one step further toward a solution than we're ready to, because it is correct. We don't know what the alarm mechanism is. You know, is it a mechanism? Is it a process? Is it a whatever? But there should be something. And so, you know, optimally, there should be a way, I think, was, you know, mechanism. I like mechanism. So thanks. That was the thing I was going to mention. Methodology felt awkward.
Thanks, Aubrey. And this is Chuck again. And some other words I thought I was procedure or guidelines or something like that. But what about mechanism? Is
mechanism's all right by me.
Thanks, Cheryl. So there should be a mechanism, okay? Anybody not comfortable with that? All right, let's go on then to recognize or determine or some other word. Anybody want to comment on that? To me, determine fits a little bit better than recognize. But I could live with recognize if people are more comfortable with that. So a mechanism to determine. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, this is Tom. I'm finally in. How about just a mechanism to check?
Check. Thoughts on that? Alan?
I guess I still like determine or flag something which acknowledges that this is something which, you know, raises a warning, even though you weren't explicitly looking for it. Now, the reality may be you're going to have to explicitly run the test. But the problem that only comes up, the need for this is only there because we know there are cases where staff innocently or deliberately toddle along and choose to take action where you know they're presumably in belief is there is no impact. It's something within their purview. And therefore, we're trying to raise flags here, and the words that we use should connote that.
Thanks, Alan. Tom?
Yeah, I guess my reaction is that there's two different things here. When I hear mechanism to flag, I think of, well, we'll use email. That's a mechanism to flag this stuff, but it doesn't tell me what the catalyst was for me to look to see if there should be a flag.
That,
so I think we first need a mechanism to do the check, and then once we find something has come up because of the check, we have to communicate it.
Thanks, Tom. Alan, you wanted to respond?
Yeah, no, I was saying that's why I was originally using the term recognize. In computer terminology, it's an interrupt. It's something you might have been expecting on the long term, but you don't know when it's going to happen, and suddenly it's something you can't ignore anymore.
Okay. So we still are vacillating between recognize or determine or check. Let's not spend too much time wordsmithing. this. We can always come back and fix it later. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought of another. How about there should be a checkpoint during the implementation process to determine when an implementation decision may impact the community.
Okay.
So again, the idea that we have some checkpoints built into the implementation process to ask this question.
Okay, thanks. Okay, go ahead. Did you have more?
No, that's it.
Thanks, Tom. Chuck again. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm a bit concerned about the way that was suggested, because an implementation will always have an impact, and usually that impact should already be known at the time of the policy recommendation, so at least what we're talking about before. Tom's language seems to suggest that even though it may already be known, we still need to go and flag it again, even though it's already known that, you know, certain policy recommendations have an impact on registries or registrars, because they'll need to adapt their systems or their policy documents, and that's usually already communicated. I thought this was more related to impacts that weren't foreseen or issues that come up that weren't anticipated. So that would be my concern with the wording as was suggested.
It's Alan. Unanticipated would be fine with me before the word impact.
Thanks, Alan. By the way, I was kind of leaning, I didn't use that word in my head, but I was kind of leaning that too. That kind of dealt with the concern I communicated earlier. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I think unanticipated is a good one as well. This is the whole point of our effort, is the fact that things do come up during implementation that were not recognized earlier.
Aubrey, please.
Hi. I'm fine with the way this is worded. The other thing is, though, there's another reason for having, and I'm not positive about checkpoints, because then you have to worry how far apart they are and when you do a checkpoint, which is a implementation detail. But what I'm also concerned about is the events where the impact to the community may or may not be there, but what is there is a possible deviation from the policy recommendation and decision. And those things need to be recognized, and understood as well. So if it's something that's just defined as impact, then you're sort of saying, well, yeah, it doesn't really matter that the policy appears to be or the implementation seems to be doing something different than what the policy mandated. We don't think there's an impact to the community on it, so, you know, move on. So I'm looking for something a little broader or that. Thanks.
So thanks, Aubrey. This is Chuck. So my question to you is, does that then get us to a second principle? Maybe it's better to separate them. One that deals with unanticipated significant impact, and another one that may involve deviation from what was intended in the policy. Are those two separate principles? Is it easier to deal with them that way? And I'll let you respond if you want. Okay, so you separate them might be a way of dealing with that. Okay, thanks. So what we have now. Let's go ahead and deal with the word. Is there strong leaning one way or another, whether it's substantial or material or some other word? Alan?
I guess I prefer substantial because, you know, you can start getting nitpicky. Of course, there's a judgment call on substantial. What I put my hand up for was the deviation from intended policy, I think, is a very much a different issue, so I do want to keep those separate.
Yeah, okay, so if anybody disagrees with that, please speak up. I this is Chuck again, and I think it is simpler and clearer to keep them separate. So let's still see if we can finish off A. So what about the is there big now? I think Alan likes recognize several. I think a couple people said they like determine. We have the word check. We could also use the word identify to identify when an implementation decision may substantially impact the community in an unanticipated way. We obviously have to fix all the order of words, but any thoughts there? Marika, please.
Yeah, it is, Marika. Just to note that Tom had also suggested some language before, which he has posted in the chat, so I don't know if people are happy with the way we're going now or people still want to look at the alternative proposed.
You're talking about the flag language or the checkpoint language?
The sentence that Tom has written is there should be a mechanism to flag unanticipated outcomes that impact the community. So I think it's a rewording of the whole sentence, basically.
Thoughts on that, Alan?
Indirectly. I realized as I was talking now or as I was listening now that during the meeting last week, it became obvious to me, although I don't think I said it, that recognize has two different meanings. I can recognize that it is raining, meaning I have just become aware of the fact, and recognize saying, I recognize that you're Chuck Gomes. There's a similarity which I've now pieced together. It's to become aware of that I was trying to use the word for, and clearly it's not the best word because it recognize has multiple meanings, and people have interpreted the different meanings in our discussion over the last week.
So, Alan, this is Chuck. Do you have a preference between determine or check or identify or some other word?
Identify is probably the best of the three, of the ones, is probably better than the ones there. But again, identify implies, that you are going through a specific test. I prefer something to, Avery has alerted. I like that.
The alerted works. Yep.
Mechanism to be alerted that.
This is Chuck. I'm not just trying to be difficult, but I'm being alerted is very different. Because determine, for example, is an active, and being alerted is kind of passive. Somebody else does it,
And but that was the connotation I was looking for. And if you go into the chat and look at all of our discussion of traps and interrupts, the designer of a software knows that an interrupt is going to come sometime, but it pops up out of the blue and says, you can't ignore me. And that was the original connotation I was looking for.
So it would say that
perhaps unachievable,
a mechanism to be alerted when an implementation a decision may substantially impact the community. Is that
to alert implementers that a decision. How about that?
Aubrey, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So, mechanism to alert. Now, there really are two things. Something has to alert. And then once there's an alert, it has to be dealt with. And I'm not sure that you're going to find one word that says you are alerted and you have reacted. Now, also, I don't think it's just to alert the implementers. It has to be a more general alert than that. It has to,
Yeah, this
Hello?
Is Chuck. I was thinking the same thing. The policy development body needs to be alerted as well, not just the implementer.
Right. So there needs to be a mechanism to alert and to, and I would use a neutral word such as handle.
This is Chuck taking advantage of my position here. I like that, alert and handle. Did you have more to say, Aubrey, or should I go to Alan?
Okay, no, you would take out implementers that, basically, and it would just be to alert and handle an implementation decision that may, you know, and now I'll shut up.
Okay. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm getting lost here, but what we've done or what we haven't done, I thought we already said that if it is recognized that the community is going to be impacted, they must be involved. That's somewhere I thought way up at the top. If it isn't, it should be, or it has to be repeated under implementation. In my mind, that's already a principle that should be well established. This one says we want a way to understand when the community is going to be impacted. The follow-on to that implicitly is the policy body has to be involved. I thought we already decided that and don't need to repeat it here.
Thanks, Alan. This is Chuck. Now, since nobody else has their hand up, I'm going to suggest this. In my opinion, it seems like it wouldn't hurt to have it again, even if we do have it earlier. Because,
okay.
But if somebody disagrees with that, I'm open to that. And again, if we come back to it later and see that it is duplicative or redundant in a way, we could fix that later. I would suggest for now, let's go ahead and, unless there's any objections, and go that route. So let's see where we're at. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just suggesting some alternate wording in the chat, saying this should be a mechanism to flag and address unanticipated outcomes that may substantially impact blah, blah, blah.
This is Chuck. I like that overall, but unanticipated outcomes doesn't deal with the word implementation, because what we're really that term implementation decision, and there are probably substitutes for it. It's an implementation decision that has unanticipated outcomes that impact the community that is critical. So I guess what I need, and I don't know if everybody else does or not, because it's not just about me, it's an implementation decision that we're dealing with here that may cause the unanticipated outcomes that impact the community. So I think that needs to be in there. Does that make sense? So what if we were to do this with Tom's, since I don't see a hand up, just Chuck again. There should be a mechanism to flag and address. I don't know what's going on here, but if people could mute for a little bit here, maybe we'll get beyond that. So here again, I'm going to try and suggest an edit to Tom's suggested wording. There should be a mechanism to flag and address unanticipated outcomes of implementation decisions that impact the community. And we probably want in there that significantly impact the community. I don't know. Maybe not. Does that work? Marika, were you able to get that?
Yeah, this is Rick. I think if it's this, then I think I got it. There should be a mechanism to flag and address unanticipated outcomes of implementation decisions that significantly impact the community, I think we have.
Yeah, and just Chuck, again, I think Aubrey made a little one-word suggestion in a comment she made earlier that was helpful. that may significantly impact the community. I think the may is helpful because we may not know for sure, but if there's a chance that it would, we need to, you know, deal with that. Now, Aubrey had also suggested something else there that I thought was useful. Maybe the address covers it. I think maybe the word address. Are you okay with that, Aubrey? Does the word address work for you there in relation to a comment you made earlier?
Right. Yeah, flag and address is just as good as alert and handle as far as I'm concerned, so sure.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so here's what we have. There should be a mechanism to flag and address unanticipated outcomes of implementation decisions that may significantly impact the community. Anybody not comfortable with that? Any other edits? All right, let's go to B there, and this was the separation of a point that Aubrey made. Who would like to help finish that that principle? While you're thinking, Chuck, again, let me, what if we were to follow the same pattern of A? There should be a mechanism to flag and address situations where there's a deviation from what was intended in the policy. I just throw that out, and I see an agree by Aubrey. Anybody not like that or have an improvement on it? Okay. Go ahead, Aubrey. You can take some time if you need to think about it and respond. You have the mic.
No, I just getting my all messed up, pushing the wrong button. I think starting it that way is good. I think you may want, if you're going to follow it, you want to follow, you know, where there may be a deviation between the, you know, the implementation and the policy.
Yeah, up there where it says the may, yeah. Good.
There may be a deviation between, you know, the implementation and the policy.
And is it okay to leave the intended in the policy?
I don't know. To say that there's perhaps you could do the policy as it was originally intended. You want to be careful about investing new policy intentions with that. I mean, that could be a possibility too, but that's a different issue. Again, that comes out of the first one, that if there's, you know, new. And as with the first condition we had in A, if there's an unintended consequence, an unintended impact, that may not have been handled by the policy and therefore could force whatever comes post that. In this case, you don't want to leave the door open for the intention of the policy not being something that was original intention. And so I worry there about what, you know, we all do sometimes, which is when we look back on something, we have more intention for it now than we did when we did it originally. So putting in intention opens up all kinds of doors. So if we put in intention, we really should peg it to original intention. Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. This is Chuck. And again, I wasn't advocating for having intention in there, but because it was there before, I wanted to make sure because it was talked about before, just wanted to ask the question. Any thoughts? So B reads, there should be a mechanism to flag and address situations where there may be a deviation between the implementation and the policy as it was originally intended. Alan?
No, I have no worry with the words. It dawned on me as listening to this that certainly B and perhaps even A, the mechanism is the implementation review team. And so it may not be as weird as we were originally talking about. Certainly the reason that we started doing implementation teams was to make sure that if we didn't get the wording exactly right and blatantly clear, there's someone who could help interpret it to the implementers. And that's certainly been the motivation for why the concept was invented. So I'm feeling comfortable with the wording we have right now, and more
Thanks.
Comfortable than I did originally.
Thanks, Alan. This is Chuck again. Now, the one issue I see, by the way, I agree with you, and Aubrey did too, that the implementation review team might be the mechanism, or at least a structure by which a mechanism could function. But keep in mind that implementation review teams don't always happen and don't always need to happen. So we don't need to worry about that now. That's just something as we move forward, we can keep that in mind as we look at implementation review teams further. Thanks. Okay. Let's go to C. A proposed change. So let me get something I can read better here. Okay, so a proposed change in policy implementation is treated as an implementation change unless the objective or result creates new obligations on certain parties. I'm not sure why the word objective is there.
Does this, it's Alan speaking, does this, remember, we're now taking things that were submitted independently and trying to merge them all together.
Yeah.
I would tend to say this one is already covered.
Well, this is Chuck again. There is something new there in terms of the new obligations on certain parties. So I don't think that's been covered anywhere.
That impact?
It is impact, but it's Chuck again. It is impact, Alan. I fully agree with you on that. But it is a very measurable impact for which there may be value in identifying it. And I just throw that out for thought.
Let's add a footnote on A then, on impact in A.
Okay. So the footnote on A then, this is Chuck, would be, for example, if there are new obligations, an example of an impact would be when new obligations are imposed on parties. Something like that.
That's certainly one of the options. I think we probably want a selection of options there, for example, but not limited to, and then give three or four.
Okay. Any objections to that?
I think we're getting tired.
Okay. Okay, well, our time is just about up, too. So any other thoughts on this one before we... just one more thing. I had asked about the word objective in that. But is that gone? I think that's gone now, right, the way we've dealt with this? So this one actually goes away, and we have a footnote that... compliments that. Now, I didn't go through the comments that were. Does anybody want to speak up on any of your comments, Nick, or Nick, you had some comments there. Aubrey, you had some comments. Anything you'd like to add or change in terms of what we've done here? Okay. So I think for next time, then, it brings us to proposed principles relating to ICANN staff. Is that right? Marika, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to confirm that I can also then remove now the concepts, not an overarching, and as well as the comments, to just take them out, as we've actually completely reworded this. And I guess if people have new comments, we can just add them back in, not to maybe get confused.
Yeah, this is Chuck. I think that's true. That's been helpful in the past. But let's listen to Greg before we actually do that.
Hi, it's Greg. I think this section has improved quite a bit. I guess I want to see how it kind of all shakes out. I'm still a little concerned about the concept of how we're dealing with the concept of obligations, because I feel like that was another perhaps word that was being used to drag, everything back toward a policy type treatment. So I think it may be a question of how we look at what sort of obligations and impact are kind of, obligation in the sense is a subset of impact. So it's all a question of whether, in some cases, it's hard to imagine there's much of anything that has no impact and that creates no new, absolutely no change in the obligations of any party. But I kind of want to have to digest the whole process of where we've gotten here.
Thanks, Greg. And I think that's right. We're gonna have to kind of look at this whole package when we get to the end, and when we organize it into some sort of a meaningful outline and so forth. Please, let's make sure that we come back to that. Could I see the footnote, that the for example footnote on there real quick, Marika? That we did, for example, and I think Alan had suggested there that some examples. Okay, you've got to add other examples. Okay, that's fine. We can fix that later. I just wanted to make sure we captured that for additional work later, and we have. So that's very good. All right. Well, I think our time is up. We will pick up from there next time. Keep in mind we're meeting weekly through February. There is one time when it may be hard for me to meet, but if and when that happens, that's the week of the 17th, I think. But if I can't make it, and I may be able to, if I can't, though, I will certainly make sure that one of you gets to be the default chair for a week. Okay?
God,
all right, guys. Again, we're making, when I looked ahead, I don't think we're going to have any trouble wrapping this up. I always tend to be more optimistic, as Aubrey knows pretty well from when we were on the council together. But I really think it's realistic for us to get something to the full working group before the end of February. So thanks again for all your efforts. And I'm assuming that's an old hand, Greg. Is that correct?
Sorry about that. My hand maintenance is deficient.
Yes, we noticed. So,
okay. You even jump the queue when there
is
no queue.
Good job, guys. And I appreciate the good work, and we will pick up next week. Certainly, if you have thoughts to share on the list in the meantime, please do that. And, Marika, I assume you will be getting out a latest revision for all of us to use going forward. Thanks again. Have a good rest of the day.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
It's just
finishing.
Oh,
I mean,
you have a fax machine.
In fact, we finished.
Can I fax the document to Concordia?
We can.
Goodbye.
It doesn't always work.
Oh, bye.
Thank you very much. Louis Menasco, the recording. Thank you.